Today we are celebrating the feast day of the mystery of the Holy Trinity, which we do not comprehend by our knowledge, by our reason, but we comprehend by our faith. All we know about this is that it is a community of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, bound by love between them. In the first reading, it is God Himself who reveals Himself to the chosen people. This people was in a foreign land, but God chose Moses to liberate them and lead them through the desert. At the time this message is delivered to them, the Hebrews are preparing to enter the promised land. They are invited to appreciate all the generosity God has shown them. He reveals Himself by making a covenant with them. This good news applies to each of us as well. Today, as in the past, God sees the misery of His people. He knows how our conditions are. He sees all those countries at war. He sees the suffering of those who have lost everything. Of course, He sees the sick, the prisoners, and the excluded. But He continues to express His desire to liberate His people, and He counts on us to participate in this mission. We are sent to communicate to the world the love that is in God. Through us, it is God who is there to announce the good news of salvation offered to all nations. This is how God reveals Himself, by showing us His love. In the second reading, Paul tells us that we are adopted by God. We can call Him Father. Yes, God is our Father. It is a Father who loves us all, who wants each of His children to be saved. We remember the story of the prodigal son who returns to Him. This man who had fallen very low is welcomed back as a son. This is how God loves us. We are His beloved children, brothers and sisters of Christ. This was made possible through the action of the Holy Spirit. And the Gospel tells us that Christ came into the world to help the apostles grow in the knowledge of the true God. And now they are sent into the world to proclaim Him to everyone. At His request, they follow Jesus up to mountain to learn from Him. You know that in the world of the Bible, the mountain is the place of God's presence. Remember that when God gave the commandments to Moses, it took place on the mountain. When Jesus taught His disciples about the Beatitudes, it was on the mountain. So it is there that He reveals Himself to people. With the 11, we are all invited there to prostrate ourselves and worship. True worship consists in recognizing God as He is. Then comes the sending on a mission. Go make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Everything Jesus did or said during His earthly life was preparation for this new adventure for humanity, to be his witnesses, the witnesses of God's love for mankind. With the first covenant, God addressed only the small people of Israel, but the new covenant is announced and offered to all the peoples of the world. What is asked of us is not to make converts, but to be disciples of Christ. We are called not to behave as owners of the revealed world, but to be the servants of the word of God. It is about announcing the good news and baptizing. And the baptism we have received has plunged us into this ocean of love that is in God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God is a love story that is never finished, a love story always new and always open. So it is up to us to be passionate witnesses of this love story. For this mission, we are not alone. The Lord has promised to be with us every day until the end of the world. He nourishes us with his word and his body. He is always there to give us strength and courage for the mission. And Mary, our Heavenly Mother, given to us by Jesus on the cross, keeps reminding us, do whatever he tells you. In celebrating this Eucharist, we raise a fervent thanksgiving to God. We have received much from him. We have been blessed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So with Mary, we can sing, the Lord has done great things for me. Holy is his name.